Hoodhype.com.
All right, man. We extra overtime, man. Hoodhype.com. Right now, we got Mr. Killer Kill himself. What's good, bro?
I'm good, bro. I'm good. So did y'all ask me? Did y'all blast me?
Now, hey,
how'd it go?
You got you survived, bro. You was on the wall of fame.
You got bumped,
yes sir.
You got bumped,
yes sir.
I worked all that working hard.
So, I will say it was 2 out of 3. Blended or bumped status, man. And the one out of the third that didn't give it the pass was me. Killer, hey, I'm a fan. Serious fan. Yeah, I mean, without a doubt.
On what ground? What you didn't like about it?
For me, man, it was more a question of production. Because, I mean, lyrically, you always come with it. Cats who are lyricists are usually consistent, and they usually bring it every time out. So, for me, we got 3 criteria that we rate on. We go beats, rhymes, and creativity. And for me, man, a couple of the tracks, man, it was more or less the production more than anything. And then there was a couple, man, where, I mean, shit, it's tough. The creative part is probably the hardest one because, I mean, everything under the sun then been talked about. So it's, you know, how do you put a spin on
something? Name it. Name the track. Which the couple? A couple means 2. You mean 2 or you mean 4?
Call
the track out. Put it on the table.
I think track 7... Which one's the one I had Gucci, man?
8. Oh, no, I don't know.
Remember. Animal. It's called Animal.
Animal. Yeah, man. Yeah. That, for me, that's one that it's on a production level. I just didn't feel nothing new was really brought to the table. And then as far as Gucci, I know I get the street cred. I get everything
that
do.
Is that the reason, though, with Gucci?
It's lyrics, man. Lyrically,
first of all,
yeah, please put it out there.
Hold on.
Go ahead, man.
Gucci and I have been making music together for over 8 years.
Okay.
If you like, I know, like, you got Killer Mike fans and you got Killer Mike supporters, and people say, what's the difference? Well, a fan will generally say, well, Mike, I've heard your music back to Outkast days. But a supporter would be like, Mike, I heard you on the remix, the Black TV remix with Gucci. I heard you on the Street Cred with you and him and Jay, with him and Drake. I heard you on all these other records, because a supporter just follows a little more closely. It's like you got Metallica fans and you got Metallica fanatic. So, like, me and Gucci have an over 10-year history of knowing each other and making music together. Hence, I said in the last single off Underground Atlanta, Two Sides, I said after 96 when I met Gucci Mane, we were introduced to him by DJ Funky Daryl James on Real With It, man, saying before Gucci ever got hot, before he was on everybody's mixtape, me and him was bouncing around Club Foxy. I mean, we was bouncing around Club Foxy Ladies and Dancers and leading all these other clubs, and Funky Daryl James hooked us up, and he was the only person that would play our music. So you kind of lose on that one. I'm thinking I just went and got him because he was hot. Like, that really is my
problem. Nah, man. So I ain't lose on that one. Because
I'm just saying, I'm only going on your reviews. I gotta cut your reviews down, because that adds to the fact that Mike just did that as a play. No, Gucci's dope. And I said he was dope. And when, to me, when a person says, like, you know, I don't feel like you always have to do something new. Do it the best. Dre took funk samples that everybody in Los Angeles had used 10 years before him because they were playing funk, and 10 years after him because they were copying him, and he made those things sound brand new. And not since Parliament has anybody did that. And I feel like the Kid Zone did that beat. He took what was it could have been just a South track, and he nailed a track that matched the intensity of a dirt hole in the wall South club, and we put a live elephant on it. How can you be mad at a live elephant on a track?
Okay, hold on. First off, real quick, let me call out my brother. Hold on, Mike. Kill.
How the fuck more creative can you get than a live fucking elephant?
Hold on. First off, we got niggas right here. Hold on. They applauding, and these niggas thumb down the track, too. Why y'all talking?
No, that's fine.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm just putting niggas on blast.
When you're drunk as fuck in the club, living hangover, this is what's going to happen. Some random DJ is going to put that track on, and the whole next day you're going to be like, I'm going animal.
Okay,
it's going to happen.
Kill, hold on. And this is the thing, too, that I want to get into, man. Hold on. First off, and before we probably even get into this road, would you agree that when, especially from our standpoint, when we being critics, right? You understand that I'm not criticizing the man. It's strictly from creative.
No, and
musical.
That's what I was saying to you too. Yeah, I'm strictly ball breaking on the creative aspect.
Okay,
like,
all right.
We could go do weed together afterwards, shrooms. I don't do coke. I'm fat. You know what I mean?
All right.
It's all cool.
That's
but
cool.
I, as a debater and a shit talker, I am fiery like those songs.
Then we on the same path, my dude. All right, let's dig into this real quick.
Okay, right, so man. You still can hate it too, but that's my defense. That's my defense. This guy really is my fucking friend. So it's not just a high mover. He's a compadre. He's a partner, a street partner. He really is that. And I think this is above par. I think this is better than what's coming out the South. I think that this shit is comparable to what Walker makes me feel like. Walker makes me feel like, damn, Crunk is still alive. And I think that's why people are dear to him over the 15 other niggas trying to do that. I think this track is special. Because there's some killer Mike and Gucci Man shit. And I'm rapping my ass off, and Gucci saying that shit that's going to have every bitch in the club drunk saying that shit. And the beat has a live fucking elephant on it.
Okay.
You win.
I put a live elephant angle, man. And the thing is, though, man, why I can't bend and why I got to stay consistent to my listeners and people that fuck with us on the regular, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a flip-flopper. So when I say some shit, I'm going to stick to it. And Gucci,
I feel you, bro.
Gucci's a dude, man, and this is where I can go, where I can cut with criticism, and I'm not knocking the man, because everything I done heard about Gucci as far as the street level is the dude is certified. He's as real as it come. He probably is cool. I probably like the dude if
down
I met
to
him.
Down with a tattoo on the face.
On a personal level.
Minus that part.
But when it come to music, though, man, I just don't respect the dude lyrically. Now, lyrically, killer, your shit is never in question when it comes to me. Your shit is usually always on point. Whether it's diverse, I dig
it
the political.
It was in that song too. Don't act like I stepped down.
I don't know.
You didn't. And the other thing is too, that you kind of slipped in there that I never said is I never said that you brought Gucci on to get him because he's hot. I never said that.
Yeah.
Someone next you said that. It's like I was wondering that, Mike. Did you just go get him because he's? And I got the effort. Okay, yeah. I'm like, nah, that's not it. Yeah, but I'll take that one back.
That's not
me. I got a live elephant on the track. Backing down off it.
That's what's up. So I mean, for me, man, it was just like I thought the track, it had the bang, man. I love 808 as much as the next dude. And this another thing that gets thrown out about us is that we South prejudice, which to me is the dumbest fucking statement in the world, because A-Ball, MJG, UGK, fucking Scarface, Autumn, those artists that's all in my top probably 10 or 20 of all time. So
now I think South let me preference why I put Animal and Go Out on the Town in particular on this record.
Okay,
I rap very politicized because whether we want to admit it or not, as people on the bottom, we are politicized. You either political pawn to get policy passed, or you're a victim of it. You rarely a beneficiary of it. But since everybody can't burn their house down like I suggested on Burn, since our boys can't go shoot back at policemen that are murdering them, the only outlet that black people have is the club and the church in particular on a Saturday or a Sunday. And on a Saturday, you need to be able to animal out. You need to go out on the town. You need to leave and get some pussy maybe and play Player's Lullaby, because it offsets you having to be a drug dealer, i.e. American Dream. It offsets the anger that you feel, i.e. a burn. It offsets the church abusing you, i.e. that's life. Or Black Elite shitting on you, that's life. Or Fox shitting on you, that's life. Like, so to me, my album is a perfect balance of a man and what a man will endure through the process of, say, a week. Like, a guy just hit me on Twitter and he said, this is the perfect album for me and the family. When the wife comes in, I play everything. Because I don't make whole songs. I'm not going to make Buy You a Bag songs or none of that shit.
Yes, sir.
I don't see that as a productive endeavor. So the way I express my love for women is to talk about my one woman. I will buy her anything. I will do anything for her. Right. And that's some real man shit. That's Robert De Niro talking to his kid, saying, Colangelo, the working man's not a suck. Because he has to get up and work every day. So when you see that kind of shit, my shit is in there for that purpose. It ain't there to convince a broad to buy shit. So when you hear Animal and Go Out on the Town, it's to let a nigga release on a Saturday, because he's going to be lied to and slicked out of money in church on a Sunday and then worked into the ground the next 5 days of the week if he's fortunate enough to have a job.
But see, Kyoto,
so my album is a lifestyle album, and the songs on there are for those purposes too. So, you know, I really think niggas need to get comfortable with ignorance, because you all do it and then you blame it on alcohol. I party harder with the Roots than I have these trap rap niggas.
That's what's up. I mean, that's the thing, man. I'm not mad at it. And the other thing too is, as an artist, my dude, everything that you just said, I would expect you to say no different, because you passionate about your craft and about your product that you put out.
But that wasn't true 2 albums ago. I didn't say that, because I wasn't, you know, Pledge was really just a hip-hop niggas album. Pledge like, 1 certainly was a hip-hop niggas
see,
album.
See, Pledge 2, though.
You know, Pledge 2 was street hop.
See, and honestly,
it had some bangers on that, but it was very much street hop.
See,
you know
Pledge,
what I mean? I made
Pledge
this record
2 was
with intentions of getting into clubs and going back, you know, to some commercial venues.
Man, see that's the difference, because this album, this toed the line, and I'm not saying like I hated the album. It came down to a judgment call at the very end. So for me, this was borderline. But to me, Pledge 2 passed much more easily. And Pledge 2 is something that's still on my phone right now to this day. I still got it in rotation, and I'm still gonna bump it. So that to me, I don't know if that'll help you understand where I'm coming from more. And see some of the differences.
I do. I got that.
Yeah.
I got you. Get what's the other one you didn't like? Give me the other one you didn't like.
Hold up.
To quote my...
But I want to know why my album is passed with you. I need unanimous, man.
All right. So, man, to me, Swimming is a track that I couldn't get into. And it's more from a production standpoint. And I think...
It's a bonus track, though. I can't even let you count it on the album. That's why I put bonus tracks.
Okay, let's move on.
You lose that one by technicality.
Okay. How about go out on the town? That to me is something that's been done.
I called you on both these songs. I knew you was gonna group that kind of. You got to be ignorant, man. Like, come on, man. How mad you done got? Like, man, I just need to get this shit off, man.
Desert.
Animal just lets you get it off if you dead broke. And if you got some money in your pocket, man, you gon' say, man, what about the brothers who do work on Wall Street? Who got a credit card to slide? They just as frustrated as the unemployed nigga, because they talking. So they gonna go to Magic City and blow a few thousand, and they need a soundtrack.
See, that's
from
what
a
I'm
nigga
saying,
who
though.
They can hear that shit on the nigga shit, and then 3 songs later they can hear a burn.
It's just to me that beat was, it's been done before. The hook wasn't, it really wasn't that creative to me. Now the thing is, I dig the part when you spitting on, you talking about you balling with the NFL niggas, the NBA niggas. Lyrically, I was moving, and I'm like, man, I feel what this nigga's saying. But then the beat would just linger on, and then the hook would come, and I'm like, man,
niggas say,
I can't
these
roll
young
it.
Niggas want to be like Mike. You should put a 23 on me. All these hoes with me go dyke. They'll do a 23 times
what
three.
Up?
Like, come on, man.
I know, man. You know what I'm saying? You playing to what I'm already giving you. The lyrics is dope.
But no,
yeah.
I'm saying, after you rap, that, look, my bars are killing shit. And then Jeezy come in, and he set motherfucking flame to fire, and heat that bitch up another notch. My man went in, and then you drunk as fuck. You in the club, so you listen to the content, this shit in a car or in front of a computer. I'm making this shit with the mind state that we're in Magic City already. So when this shit is in the club, after a drunk-ass motherfucker sing that shit, bottles popping, all you gonna hear is the whole club unanimously like a thug church going, that's what you finna see. That's what you gonna hear. Because that's what that shit inspired. That's what it's inspired by. And if you never been there, I know it might just be like, man, it's a song on a record. But it's not, man. That's Atlanta. That song is fucking Atlanta, man. When you come here, I'll fucking take you to the flame, and we'll make them play that shit and put bitches in your motherfucking lap and weed in your lungs or coke in your nose, whatever you do. I don't judge, and I guarantee you don't like it more.
Well, okay, right. Hold on. We're going to be there for A3C. So can I take you up on this?
Yeah, take you to the flame, nigga. And Hershey is breaking the song, so you gonna hear it.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, give me the Atlanta. Yeah. I never been there. I never been, so, and then that may be part of the disconnect. Because, I mean, shit, Detroit.
Have you heard
Detroit
about
hey,
some...
listen, this is exactly what, when I went
no
to
hands.
A3C, and shouts to Mike, man, I saw you with Immortal Technique last year, man, it was a great show. Man,
no
dude,
hands.
I went down there, and I hated mainstream shit. I came back, tell me I wasn't coming
yeah,
back, bumping
Roscoe Dash
and shit.
Yeah.
I was like, it's a whole different thing. Yeah. I went to a, man, CJ, I wish he could tell me, went to a fucking nightclub down there, the titty bar stays open to 4 in the morning.
Most of them do.
That's
probably most of them.
Bar.
Most of them do.
With the breakfast bar. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. Most of them do.
That's probably a repeat, too, nigga. Hey, all that shit go down.
Dude, I came back loving loving the club music. It's a whole different
scene.
Yeah,
it's just the experience, bro. It's like, I feel why people have a trepidation like an animal and go out on the town, especially for coming to me. But I got to tell people, you can never forget, I'm the guy who made Never Scared and Body Rock. Kryptonite.
Body Rock.
You know what I mean? Like,
Kryptonite.
I am as much a country ass jukin' nigga as I am a fucking political revolutionary on the mic. I'm comfortable being me.
But see, that's what I think people love about you, though, Mike, is that you walk the line, because it's a thin line into being branded either too far one way or too far the other, and so that's what I like about you. And honestly, man, that's what, like, most of the artists that I respect out of the South can walk that line. Big Crit is another dude that to me can get real thoughtful, introspective, and then on the next song he'll just be talking about rims, tires, and Cadillac doors, and I love it. So it's like,
exactly.
It's, you know what I'm saying?
It's honest. It's pure.
Yeah. And so there ain't nothing wrong with it.
That's the second one. What's the other two you don't like?
Man, oh, man.
I love this, man.
Hold on.
No other artist would do this shit.
You do the shit, Matt. You pick a track.
Who do we have?
I'm tired of being on the spot.
I was 11 out of 14, so.
13. I mean, the thing is we've talked about this a million times, man. For me as a hip-hop fan, I like to hear a drawn-out story. When it's the uplifting shit, man, I kind of get put off. That's just the way I am.
Yeah, because I don't like motivational music, because I don't need motivation.
Let me ask you something. Real shit.
Yeah.
How often do you feel defeated?
A lot.
Right?
That's true.
Just the next time you do, play that song. And if it don't help, if it don't hit you, just hit me back and say, I stand by my answer. I'll take your answer for now.
Okay.
See, most motivational songs is on some old, I'm trying to recreate Martin Luther King shit. Somebody's trying to sell you something, you a dream. I'm literally just giving you my testimony and what I discovered on my journey from the bottom after I fell off. So just listen to it in that context the next time your day is fucked.
I will fucking make note of this right now, and I won't forget. Yeah. And I will tweet that shit out.
Because if you're pure to hip-hop, you have a lot of those days.
That's true.
That's the one thing I know about people who love this shit. It's a lot of bad days for us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So give it a shot then. Like, I made that, and people say I wound down on this record. They didn't want me to, and that was something we kind of debated when it went over. I literally, originally in the original lineup, So Glorious was the end of the record. And Follow Your Dreams may have been in the front if it had even been on it. But I really want people to know that, you know, that's what I still represent. You know what I mean? I really believe in the fundamentally, my records are meant to be interactive. I don't want you to just hear a dope hip-hop record and be like, man, that was a record of 2011. I want you to have a song that is for the rest of your life, adding to your motivation and your success in some way. In the same way that Redemption Song does for me. And I know 100 Bob Marley songs, but that is a song that I won't play to my funeral. That is a song that I want, you know what I mean, when I'm down, it picks me up. So, you know, Follow Your Dream is just my attempt at giving people that. Maybe I didn't hit it, but I'd like to hear after you'd have had a bad day what you think of it.
No doubt.
That's what's up, man. I mean, I get the explanation. And maybe to me, man, I'm too much of a negative motherfucker, because you know what? I'm looking at Pledge, you know, number two. And to me, the way the album ended with "Goodbye," where you use the wire quote,
right.
To me, that I mean, I fucking damn near stood up and gave a bow. That's like, because to me, man, I listen to too many albums where they start fire and the middle will get wishy washy and then they fade, you know, they fade fast. And I didn't get that on Pledge. And to me, on this album, man, it was like. We was like extra political in the beginning, and that's the shit I was rocking to, because we just got done talking about the Osama shit, but then we got to a point, to me it got to the middle of the album, and it kind of got club in the middle, and then from the middle it got to inspirational, and then we got to women, and to me that kind of went out on the wrong note. This is my opinion.
Let me ask you something.
What's up?
You're gonna wake up, you're gonna you're gonna watch the news, you're gonna get angry about something, you're not gonna be able to control it or do anything about it.
True.
You're going to go to the club. You're going to drink that shit off. You're going to have a good or a bad time. After the club, you're going to get to, hopefully, women. Your woman. This album is just a natural evolution of you. No matter how you stir these songs up and mix them, all of them are reflective of your emotion as a man who grew up in a generation of hip-hop.
That's true. So the problem is, I skipped the club part. I'm a married dude. So when I get frustrated, I'm drinking at home with the wife, and we mad at each other.
When you come down, bring your wife. My girl and I take her. And you.
There we go. Man, shit. I'm looking forward to that
shit.
I'll
be there.
For real, for real.
You need to follow me on Twitter, Mike_Bigger.
I already do.
He loves popping up on me. Yeah, we go. Well, we go. We
at
go.
Mike_Bigger.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, you better live. You got to live like Clay and Gemma, man. If you watch Sons of Anarchy, man. Don't live like your grandparents. They weren't as cool as you thought.
I want to talk about the big boy shit. I saw the Crown Life video, and I got to say, it's good as fuck to see
the
you.
Crown Royal
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, yeah. The Crown Life video with Big Crown Boy. Life, yeah. That shit was dope. Just to see y'all two together, not butting heads no more, and the shit look like y'all picked up where it used to be. So I love that shit, man. But, yo, are we really going to get a killer Big Boy and Pill? Is that's really going to be an album?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Why not, man? Shit, we all just musicians fucking.
Well, come on, fuck.
You know, why not?
Tell me some details, man. So,
yeah, that's a down south slaughterhouse.
Yeah, when can we look forward to that?
Yes, sir.
I told Big I want a song out by middle of the summer, so I'm going to rather goal oriented dude that way. We're going to hear something. He's already got the beat. I think everybody just dropping in on first hook now.
Okay. Man, that's serious, man. I mean, like you said in the video, you kind of covering all bases. Pill would definitely be the youngest of the crew. But then you got, you know, Outkast, which was mid-90s, and then you came along in probably the 5 or so years after that. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to that, man. So have you guys recorded anything yet? Or is it more just conceptual right now?
I'm being extra secret about it. I told Big he's a group spokesperson. I'm not saying shit.
Come on, man.
See, that's the beautiful thing about growth and development. You learn that you don't have to lead all the time. You just to be a functional member. You know what I mean?
But what aren't you telling us? What is it you don't want to tell us, though? All right, that's cool and everything.
We are in the studio. We have recorded together. Big does have a name. Big Boy got a name for the group. I told him that when he's announced, it'll be announced, because I'm not announcing shit.
Love
I'm
it.
Just I'd, making the music.
That's what's up. I appreciate that much, though.
This group is going to give me an opportunity to be, you know, that guy in the band who don't talk to nobody.
Tito Jackson.
Oh, yeah. I get to just shut my big fucking right. mouth.
Get back on the bass.
I'm going to be that cynical guy in the band. I just come play and just shut my fucking mouth.
Yeah.
I'm going to be Keith Richards.
I love it.
Oh, shit, man. I ain't mad at that, man.
Shit.
So how you digging the Grand Hustle move so far, man? How's life over there?
Man, I missed the fuck out of Chip, but it's dope as a hustle, man. You know what I mean? I just missed my old boy, man. I ain't gonna lie, you know?
Now, when's his touchdown date, man? When we supposed to get
September
back?
Something?
Oh, he told me September, but I don't even let myself think about it because I get pissed off eating our back. So, you know, I just contact him and we talk when we can.
No, that's
I don't
fun,
really
man.
Think about it. They say September. When I walk in the room and he in there, he'll be home.
So, man,
thank you for taking the time to call in, man. That's huge.
You got
to
feel
for
that.
Real.
Man, if y'all ever see me comment on the internet, I always thank people for positive or negative statements just for giving the energy and the time to comment. So I didn't argue my point to change your mind. I just argue my point because it's my point. I just want to let y'all know I appreciate y'all being engaged enough to just be honest with you about what y'all felt about the music.
Nah, dude, we appreciate you as being an artist and not taking shit. I mean, there's too many people that can't accept shit on the artistic level, and they take any negativity as a personal attack. And that's something we never do, man. For us, it's all music. It's all music. It's all subjective. And that's how we do shit, man.
So art is art, man.
For real, for real. So we appreciate you taking the time to argue your point and give your viewpoint to our listeners, man. I know they're going to appreciate it.
My art teacher used to tell us, man, hey, man, it's a critique, not a criticism.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you, man. Until we see each other at the A3C and y'all get drunk, get re-listened to those songs, I let it stand. I got a 2 out of 3, but I'm bumping. I ain't fucking.
That's what's up, man. We'll be down there, bro.
All right,
bro. Be easy.
Shouts to Joe Baker. Shouts to Killer Mike, man. God damn. This happens all too often.
Nah, this is great, though. I mean, to me, man, dude, this is the first time we didn't ever had, and he didn't get blended. And so, I mean, he got the pass, but I still appreciate him taking the time to argue his point. Because, I mean, if you're an artist, man, if you got pride in your work and you release it, that's your baby. That's your project. You're going to fight for the death for it. So, to get his take on it, man, that's a beautiful thing.
Hoodhype.com.